Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I just want to say, you know, we always say this, but it means so much. Thank you for joining us on the program. We just, you know, call it our community.
Tribe.
You know, tribe. We want to be able to encourage you and inspire you. And, we want to be a reasonable source of information and knowledge of what's taking place to impact.
Yeah.
You know, the seven mountains of culture that we talk about all the time.
And we love hearing from you. We love your comments. We love your emails, the letters you write.
Yes.
And we love when you stop us out when we're out and about in the community. Your words of encouragement mean so much, and it's just beautiful what God's doing.
Yeah, John, I just want to say right here, too, is that, you know, your offerings, your love gifts, and the finances that you send and through your partnership, I mean, it's making a huge difference. And just to know you took that time to do that, we know that we're walking in agreement here. So it means so much to us. You know, I'm thinking about several of you right now, and I try to personally, you know, do something to be able to acknowledge that. John does too.
Yeah.
And it's us together, you know.
197 countries and the comments and just all the things that are happening. It's all of us partnering together. It's beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, it's more interactive today. You know, today it's not about just staring at television, but it's interactive with social media and all the ways to be able to communicate. John.
Yes.
You know, God speaks, you know, Amos chapter 3, verse 7, when he says that he does not do anything unless he speaks it to someone first, speaks it prophetically, whether it's dreams or it's visions or just through outright prophecy being delivered. And of course, we're here right where we are because, you know, we call it the dream center different things because God spoke it and we just obeyed him, you know, when we heard it. But the Lord spoke to you.
Yeah.
This is a pretty significant time where Reverend Billy Graham has gone to be with the Lord at 99 years old, you know, and he's not dead. He just began to live.
That's right.
You know, for billions of years, as he talks about. And
as someone told us, it was fake news when they heard that Billy Graham had passed away. He said, don't believe it. He's just beginning to live.
Yeah, we thought at first, like, oh, he's right. It really happened. So what happened? Tell me what happened. The Lord spoke to you in a dream.
Yes.
Talk about this.
I had a dream February the 5th.
Okay, of 2018.
2018, and in this dream, actually, you and I were in Canada, and we were in this hotel. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very large hotel, and the in the hotel lobby, it was filled with church leaders from all across the globe, really, all over the world. And at the center of this hotel lobby, modern hotel lobby, was a table. And an international known prophet was heading this meeting. You and I were sitting at this table, several others, and he was talking about how this is a reformation that's happening, and the launch date for this reformation was going to be February the 28th.
So a reforming of the church, a reformation, you know, reforming the church. And we've been talking about that, and we'll talk some more about that, but what was so significant was that was February the 5th when God talked to you.
Yeah.
Little did we know that God knew 23 days later that the passing of Reverend Billy Graham would take place and he would, you know, go get his reward in heaven, but also that our president, the President Donald Trump, would be the President of the United States and he would say, I want to honor God and what God's done through Reverend Billy Graham's life.
And ministry, right.
His ministry. And I know that, you know, we have available to you on the VFN Torch, we got a whole dedication to Reverend Billy Graham and his life and his impact. But one of the things that was said when the president was honoring him at the Rotunda on February 28th, but he said that he, his father and his mother, his father got him up and they went to go see in 1957, Reverend Billy Graham preaching at the to them early on in 1957, how it impacted his life. And he remembers it to this day. I mean, he spoke to the most people,
that is amazing.
Any one individual in the world, right?
280 million people, I believe 285 countries.
Right.
And what's interesting about Reverend Billy Graham being in the Rotunda, only four citizens have ever been in the Rotunda. Two of them were police officers that were actually killed protecting the D.C. area, the Capitol. One was Rosa Parks, and then Reverend Billy Graham. He's the first religious person of faith that has been
there. God has just turned this whole thing around. So understand, God knew on February 28th that he would touch the heart of the leader, Trump, and have him bring in Reverend Billy Graham's body on the display, the casket, yeah. And all that was, you know, powerful.
Lion State.
Yeah, Lion State. So that he could prophesy from the rotunda over the body of the one we're going to even hear, you're going to hear a little bit later in the program, that even Reverend Billy Graham himself prophesied about this day coming. Yeah. And so this reformation's coming. And a lot of people, John, they love God, but they're just tired of the way we're walking things out. You know what I'm saying?
And we hear that a lot. I mean, we hear that a lot.
Right.
And it's interesting to see the timing of what God's doing, because God is a God of order, not a God of happenstance. And so it's like, this is such a significant moment in time and history in the church.
Right.
It's okay to be legitimately excited for what's upon us.
Yeah, and some of the ramifications that we'll talk about a little bit later in the program of why you're seeing so much dysfunction in the actual physical family is because there's so much dysfunction in the way that we're walking things out in the church. You know, we're going to institutions. You know, Brother Ken Summerall used to always say that, you know, that we institutionalize our children when they're young and they institutionalize us when we're old. Hmm. And it's like, you know, we bring this religious institution versus a relationship and a family. But remember, it was February the 5th, so 23 days later, God knew that he would touch the president's heart, President Donald Trump, and he would bring Reverend Billy Graham there and put him laying at stake as he prophesied over him. And let's just listen to what President Trump declared. This is interesting. This is the leader that America voted for with all the leaders right around, which is Ron Congress would be Paul.
Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell over the Senate. So they're all of our elected officials. This is like America declaring this in agreement. But let's see what the president said, because God knew that the Reformation would begin, and whoever thought that it would be from President Donald Trump declaring that. Check it out.
Today we honor him as only three private citizens before him have been so honored. And like the faithful of Charlotte once did, today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, the Lord will raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread a message of love and hope to every precious child of God. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much.
There were so many wonderful things that were said there by Speaker Paul Ryan, by the
Senator Mitch McConnell.
Mitch McConnell, and of course by the Chaplain Black.
Mm.
Oh, I love that guy. When I was in there, I got the chance to see him at the museum, you know, the
Bible Museum.
Bible Museum. I took him, just hugged him, man. I just love that guy.
Yeah.
And but this is what he declared. This is so important. Remember, the Reformation would begin on the 28th. And 23 days later, the president will be declaring this over.
The highest government authority in the land is declaring this.
So he said, today we say a prayer for our country, that all across this land, being America, the Lord would raise up men and women like Billy Graham to spread the message of love and hope to every precious child of God.
Mm.
I mean, the prophecies and the things that God has laid out, when we heard Mark Sharona prophesied that what would be happening, but actually the other minister that was there,
Benny Hinn,
gave the actual happening. It would be at the time of Reverend Billy Graham's passing, which is the Reformation, where Mark Sharona is saying that God is upset with what we've done to the church, and we've been making it our own thing, and he wants his church back, basically, in the Reformation. And so automatically, you know, Benny Hinn goes in and says that, and it will happen, you know, after the passing of Oral Roberts, but after the passing of Reverend Billy Graham. And it happened with our president. Listen, when you get back from this break, before we go anywhere, listen, we got to hear from you. I mean, you're probably getting dreams about this. God's probably speaking to you about it. We want to know. We want to know what God's saying to you. Your comments below, how you email us and how you write us, and let us know what God's saying to you. We're hearing collectively. We all know in part and prophesy in part. And so we love hearing from you. And how excited are you about God's going to get back to the relational aspect of the church? And we'll be talking about after the break. But God, you know, God knows your heart. He hears the cry of your heart. And he's bringing his church back because he's designed us for family and relationship. And guess what's coming back? That's what's coming back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.